Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. We are so grateful to be in your home right now in order to be able to share some of the global headlines that perhaps you haven't seen or will see here in the United States. The first one is the last superpower. Well, you know, Jack has often said to me how very grateful he is and honored that he's been able to speak in some of the most wonderful churches in the United States, like for Dr. Lee Robertson in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Dr. W.A. Criswell down in Dallas, and also for Dr. Adrian Rogers, the past president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Jack, you were so very, very grateful in order to speak for the man who is on the screen right now.
In one of the largest churches in Tennessee.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, he's with the Lord now, but boy, he left a message behind.
Right here, and we're going to put it on the screen as to what he said. America defeated the pagan Hitler in his ambition to rule the world from Germany and destroy all Jews and confessing Christians. Next, our nation became the principal bulwark against communism, which aimed to change every nation into a communist state with the goal of organizing the world into secular economic units where religion would be eliminated and even the concept of God would be rejected. Now, America has been the first to vigorously oppose radical Islam, which presents a danger to the entire world in its ambition to take over every nation, either politically or by force, and subject everyone to the will of Allah and Sharia law. We know now that terrorist activities are much more than criminal acts. We have therefore declared war on terror. As the last superpower, America continues to be the only nation that stands in the way of Satan's effort to take over the world, this time using radical Islam.
Wow.
What an amazing article. I think that you will agree. And I really have to ask Jack, is Dr. Adrian Rogers right in this article, Jack?
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, 100%. And 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also that in the last day, it's here, dangerous, perilous time shall come. And in Luke 21:25, Jesus said, just before I return, nations will be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion. And I'm telling you, we have a bunch of terrorist cutthroats out there. They're slaughtering their own people and slaughtering Christians around the world because they are not true to the faith.
Does the Bible address terrorism? God knew that it would come. Did he address it in the Bible, Jack?
Does it address it? Yes. In Genesis 6:11, in Noah's day, the world was filled with violence and terrorism. Jesus picked up on that in Matthew 24, verses 37 to 42. Now, every Christian I know usually says, oh, that's the rapture, one taken, what's left behind. No, it isn't. This is the judgment that's coming. He says it's going to be like Noah's day. A flood came. Millions died. Now listen carefully. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as it was before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, and knew not, believed not that it was going to happen until it did come. And when it did come, they're pounding on the ark, help us, open the door. But God shut them in. They couldn't open the door. So then he goes on to say, concerning the judgment, two shall be in a field, one shall be taken, death, the other left. Two women shall be grinding in a mill, one shall be taken, death, one shall be left. 50%. Now, can I prove that figure? You can't for the rapture because 50% of the world is not Christian. And many that claim to be aren't living the lives. But I can prove that with biblical figures. Now, let's just say that the population was 6 billion now. It's much easier to figure with that than a divided number like 7 billion. All right. in Revelation 9:18, by these three was the third part of men killed by the smoke, fire, and brimstone, nuclear warfare. One third of 6 billion is 2 billion dead, 4 billion left. And then in Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8, Hillary Clinton was talking about biowarfare, germ warfare. There is a rider on a sickly-looking horse, and his name is called Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over one-fourth of the population of the earth to kill with sword, hunger, death, and the beasts of the field, viruses. We now have 4 billion left. One-fourth of that is 1 billion. 3 billion left. 3 billion have died. 3 billion are left. That is Matthew 24, verses 37 to 42. Now, you can do that with other figures. Anything that goes by 6 billion, 12 billion, 18 billion, 24 billion, it always comes out to 50%. And we are headed for that hour. But isn't it wonderful that there's a way out? Jesus said in Luke 21:9, when you hear of wars and commotions, wars and revolutionaries, wars and terrorism, don't be frightened. These things must first come. Before what? When they're happening. He says, then shall they see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to happen, look up. Your redemption draws nigh, the redemption of the body. When he says, come up hither, and we're raised bodily in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. But then he says, when you see it happening full blast, verse 31, it is this generation that shall not pass from the earth. We are that generation. We're going to hear it soon. We're going up, folks. Be ready.
God is truly in control, and we can trust in Him. Let not our hearts be troubled. But you know, something I wish that many pastors across America and abroad would be willing to speak up concerning something, and that is a standard of Christian living from the Catholic World Report. The Quran gives the Muslim the right to judge Christians and to kill them for the jihad, the holy war. It commands the imposition of religion through force with the sword. Going on, Christians persecuted and martyred across the world, and I'm going to see right now what they're referring to. Dozens killed in Islamist attack on churches in Nigeria, and Muslims post death threats on doors of Christian homes in Ethiopia, and again here in Kenya. Now here is the Deliverance Church. Friends, there used to be 200 churches standing there. Now that's the only one. I cannot imagine living in an area where I walk up, my church is gone, it's been burned down. Persecution all through the Middle East, Egypt, signs being put on their homes, become Muslims or die. I want to ask Jack if this kind of persecution is going to continue in the Middle East, do you think?
Yes, Jack? And Rexella, it's so sad that these pastors who know nothing about Bible prophecy, and all this is happening and it'll never happen in my lifetime. I'll tell you, there's an illiteracy among the ministers of America right now. God help you to get into the Bible. 10,385 verses on prophecy and the coming of the Lord. If you preached verse by verse on the Bible, you'd have to preach on the return of Jesus every fourth week. And some of you men have never mentioned it, and I hate to be in your shoes when you see Jesus face to face, and you'll say, why did you so ignore this book? Now, is there going to be more persecution? Yes. Jesus said in Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. In John 16:12, whosoever shall kill you will think he's doing God a service. And then in 2 Timothy 3:12, he says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now we're going to be persecuted for three things. First of all, because of our love for Christ. Hear Jesus again in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Then what? Rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Listen to Jesus again in John 15, verses 18 to 20. If the world hate you, remember it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world will hate you. There's no doubt about it. Secondly, we'll be killed because we honor the cross of Jesus on which he died. Christ made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Why? Because he knew that that experience of dying for his sins would bring us to glory and be in his presence forever. And you know, that's a hated message today. The Muslims hate it. And I'll tell you why the Muslims feel this way, because they're lost. Because 1 Corinthians 1:18 says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. Perish! Foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God unto salvation. And Paul could say, ha, I've determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified on a cross. But he said, persecution is coming for that cross, Galatians 6:12. But he says, God forbid that I should glory except anything except the cross of Jesus, Galatians 6:14. And then we're going to be persecuted for this book. Revelation 6:9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony.
Doomsday clock moves 1 minute closer to midnight. That has to do with the nuclear danger. Woo! Hundreds of North Korean nuke scientists in Iran. They're trying to help them to develop this. Now, Jack, are we going to have a nuclear war?
We definitely are. Everything I'm studying by the Islamic terrorists as they prepare is for a nuclear war. Plus, the Bible says it will happen. Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Ezekiel 39:6, Joel chapter 2, verses 3 and 30, Zephaniah 1:18, Malachi 4:1, Revelation 8:7, and 9:18 of Revelation says by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone. That's nuclear war, folks.
Oh, yes, and if we ever needed to be ready, we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. We need him in our heart. We need to be forgiven of what we've done wrong. That's why he died. Jack, please give the invitation right now.
If you don't know the Lord, don't put it off. We're in danger, folks. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you came to save me because of your compassion for my soul. I've sinned. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me now through that precious shed blood of Calvary. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Oh my. Jack, I won't ever forget when I prayed that prayer and asked the Lord to come into my life and forgive me of my sins. Anything you've done, the Lord will cleanse. That's why he died. He died for you. He died for me, that we might be forgiven and ready for heaven, his second coming. If you'll write to me, I'll send you this wonderful little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. Please write. Let me know that you prayed that prayer. Will you please? And I'll be sure and get it in the mail as soon as I hear from you. If ever we needed to be ready, we need to be ready now, don't we? With everything going on in the world. So pray that prayer. If you haven't prayed it until now, the Lord wants to come into your heart. Let me just say, friends, where do we go for help? Where do we go for instructions in a day and age in which we live? I love to give you this wonderful closing. Like a compass, the Bible always points us in the right direction. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.